Welcome. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're building a dimantle bassline turn, a stretched, pitch-manipulated ornament, and arranging it so it reads like classic jungle, old-school drum and bass. We'll use only livestock devices, simpler, sampler, operator, EQ8, saturator, drum bus, compressor, glue, auto filter, utility and lives warp modes and clip automation. First, a quick overview. You'll create a 4-bar jungle bass loop with a dimantle turn on the tail of the phrase. Think beat 4 into the downbeat. The sound comes from two layers, a clean sub layer and a gritty mid layer. The mid layer will be time stretched and grainy, then pitched down across the tail. The sub will be a short pitch slide that locks low frequencies and keeps the kick dominant. We'll arrange and automate the turn so it adds motion without wrecking the low end. What you'll build, a 4-bar loop at a jungle tempo. I'll use 174 BPM as an example, with a stretched mid texture and a tight sub slide, processed using EQ, saturator, drum bus and routed to a bass bus for glue and sidechain. Let's walk through it step by step. Prep. Choose your material. For the mid layer, load a short gritty bass one shot or a short loop into simpler. For the sub layer, use a sine or triangle from operator or a one shot sine in simpler with looping off. Set your project BPM in the jungle range, 165 to 175, and we'll use 174. Build the bass bassline. Create two tracks, bass sub as a MIDI track using operator or simpler for a pure low sine, and bass mid as an audio or simpler track with your gritty one-shot. Program a 2 or 4 bar bass line in the bass sub MIDI clip, keeping notes long enough to hold the low end. For the bass mid, use shorter, punched notes that provide definition over the sub. Conceptually, the dimantle turn is a short ornament sitting at the tail of a phrase, often the last 8th or 16th, before the downbeat. We'll stretch and smear the mid layer, then add a downward pitch motion. The sub will slide down quickly underneath to match. Make the mid layer stretch turn. Duplicate your bass mid clip and name it bass mid turn. Place the clip so its start lines up with the last 1/8 or 1/16 of the bar where the turn should land. Open clip view and enable warp. Choose texture warp mode for granular smears. If texture doesn't give you the grit you want, try Complex Pro, but texture is the usual go-to. Set grain size fairly small, somewhere around 30 to 70 milliseconds, and add flux for regularity. Stretch the clip by dragging warp markers so the short hit becomes a longer, smeared tail, around a quarter to a half bar depending on taste. Add a warp marker near the end of the stretched region, and use clip transpose to drop pitch over the last 1/8. Something between -2 and -12 semitones will produce the classic falling turn. For a more natural drift, use several small warp markers with incremental transposition and tiny timing nudges. Now the sublayer turn. Duplicate the bass sub notes so it triggers the turn, and shorten it to a 1/8 or 1/16 depending on how snappy you want it. In operator or simpler, set a pitch envelope with a fast attack, 0 to 20 milliseconds, and a release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Set the envelope amount to drop pitch by roughly 6 to 12 semitones. If your synth supports glide or portamento, add a tiny amount or use sampler's glide for smoother slides. Make sure the sub slide ends on the target pitch exactly on the downbeat. Layering and processing. On the bass mid turn audio chain, use an EQ8 to high pass gently at 30 to 50 Hz so you protect the sub. Then sculpt any muddy mids. Add saturator for gentle drive and character. Keep dry slash wet balanced so transients survive. Put drum bus after saturator to add warmth and distortion. Use distortion and grind moderately. Finally, use utility to make sure the low band is mono. Keep the low end centered. On bass sub, use EQ8 low pass around 200 to 350 Hz and a compressor or glue to tighten the transient. Route both layers to a bass bus and on the bus add final EQ and glue compressor to glue the layers. For classic pumping, sidechain the bass bus to the kick with an Ableton compressor. Arranging the turn in context, place the dimantle turn at phrase ends, every 1 or 2 bars for classic feel, or alternating at bars 4, 8, and 16. Vary turns. Tweak grain size or flux, or change pitch drop depth across repeats to keep it human. Automate the mid-turn clip gain or track volume so the turn ducks under the snare and resurfaces on the downbeat. Use auto filter cutoff on the mid layer for a quick band pass sweep during the turn to emphasize harmonics. Keep the sub consistent. If the mid-turn adds low energy, duck the mid's low band or sidechain the sub lightly so the kick stays dominant. Final polish. Solo sub and mid and toggle mono to check for cancellations. Notch any conflicting frequencies, especially between 2 and 600 Hz. Bounce a loop and listen at different levels, Tweak saturator and drum bus so the turn has presence without harshness. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't use repitch warp when you want smeared pitch movement. Repitch ties pitch and time and will often break the material. Don't overstretch the mid layer to the point the sound disappears. You want grit and presence. Always high pass the mid and low pass the sub to avoid muddy low end. Avoid oversaturating the sub. That causes low frequency distortion and phase issues. Pay attention to timing. A turn off the grid can be creative, but it shouldn't collide with snares or kicks. And always mono sum the low frequencies before exporting. A few pro tips. Layer 2 mid textures. A granular stretched layer plus a short, saturated transient. Pan subtly for width while keeping the sub mono. Create micro variations by duplicating the turn clip and nudging the duplicate a few milliseconds for natural chorus. Use clip automation for sample accurate pitch bends and sample start jitter. For extreme slides, use sampler for better pitch envelope control. With texture warp, small increases in flux give the ragged jungle feel. Use it sparingly. And for old school authenticity, add a touch of tape style saturation and reduce excessive high-end sheen. Now a focused mini practice exercise you can run through right away. Goal. One dimantle turn at the end of a 4-bar loop. 1. Load a mid-bass sample into an audio track called Bass Mid. Duplicate it as Bass Mid turn and place it to start on the last 1/8th of bar 4. 2. Warp Bass Mid turn in texture mode. Set grain size to about 45 ms and flux to 1525. Stretch the tail to roughly a quarter bar. 3. Add two warp markers, one at the start of the tail, one right before the downbeat, and set clip transpose to -7 semitones at the end marker. 4. Duplicate your sub note, shorten it, and set a fast sub pitch envelope to drop -9 semitones over about 120 ms. 5. On the mid track, add EQ8 with HPF at 40 hz and a slight cut around 300-400 hz. Add saturator with a small drive and drum bus with moderate distortion. 6. Route both tracks to a bass bus and add a compressor sidechain to the kick with a 3:1 ratio and a release around 80 ms. 7. Play and tweak grain size and the sub pitch envelope until the turn is ragged, but punchy. Recap. The dimantle turn is built by layering a stretched, pitched mid texture with a tight sub slide. Use texture or complex pro for smearing, and use simpler, sampler or operator for fast sub slides and pitch envelopes. Protect the low end by HBFing the mid layer and keeping the sub mono, then glue the layers on a bass bus with subtle saturation and compression. Arrange turns at phrase boundaries, vary them a little, and use automation to keep them sitting correctly with the drums. Quick mindset, treat the turn as musical punctuation. It should add momentum and character while staying part of the bass phrase. Old school jungle is controlled chaos. Introduce irregularity with flux, pitch variance and micro timing, but always lock the fundamentals to the kick and sub. Final checklist, before you finish a session, keep an unwarped backup of your original audio. Consolidate or freeze and flatten committed turns to save CPU. Check mono compatibility for the low end, and export stems if you plan to reuse turns in other projects. Practice the mini exercise twice. Then place variations every 4 to 8 bars so you get comfortable designing and arranging dimantle style turns across a full arrangement. Good luck, keep the sub anchored and let the mid turn add the ragged motion that makes old school jungle feel alive.